We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the Mishnah where Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his disciples, give me the path that will lead one to all the positive traits. And after each of his five students gave him a specific trait, so then Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, go out and see which is an evil trait that a person should distance himself from, and as such he will conquer his other traits. Rabbi Eliezer had said an evil eye. Rabbi Yoshua said being a bad friend. Rabbi Yossi said being a bad neighbor. And we are up to Rabbi Shimon, who said, Halove ve'ino mishalem, he who takes a loan and does not repay his loan. Echad halove min adam ki halove min hamakom. Doesn't matter if a person's taking a loan from fellow man or from his creator, as the verse says, Lo ve'rasha ve'lo yishalem, tzadik chonen menoten. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, רבי שמעון אומר על הווה ואינו משלם, לא היה יכול לומר בכלל הפך מן הרואה את הנולד שהתרחק מן האדם. Remember, רבי שמעון had said, the trait that helps a person conquer all his other traits is to foresee what's coming. הרואה את הנולד. So there's no inverse to that. That you could say, distance yourself from that and you'll be distancing yourself from all evil. שכל אחד מרוחק ממנה מאליו, אבל יכול להידבק בה על ידי הפועל, ולקח דבר אחד שיש לאדם לראות את הנולד. So, he says, what we see in this Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is giving an example of what it means to have foresight. ומי שאינו רואהו, אינו מתרחק מדרך רע כמו הלווה ואינו משלם. He says, an example of a person who does not have the foresight to see what's coming is a person who takes a loan and doesn't pay back his loan because he's basically setting himself up for problems. He's not foreseeing where it'll lead him. Because part of foresight is that when a person takes on a loan, he calculates, will I be able to pay it in time? And if a person doesn't think, he doesn't recognize that he will have that opportunity, logically, not fantasy optimism, but if logic doesn't dictate that he will be able to, לא ילווה אתה משום דוחק שיהיה לו. A person shouldn't take a loan now, just because he's tight now, ויתחוק השעה, גם מוצריך הלוואה הרבה מאוד. Rather, a person should figure out how to work tightly now, even though he needs the loan very badly, because that's foresight. A person thinks, I'll take a loan now, but then I'll be worse off later. That's one of the things people have to think about. Very often, people just feel the pressure now, so they want to take a loan now. But wait a second, what's going to be in a month, or 2 months, or a year, when you have to pay off that loan? Things will be better. Why do you think things will be better? Are you doing anything to make them better? So a person wants to alleviate the pressure now, but then he's causing a greater pressure later, and people get into the cycle of living in minus and taking loans, when in fact it's very destructive. So sometimes you need to do that. You have to take a loan. You take a mortgage to buy a house. So there's a certain logic. You figure I'll be able to cover the mortgage. I take the loan to facilitate buying a business, buying a house, and then over time, I'm going to pay that back. I'm paying it back piecemeal, so I can do that. But when a person takes a loan for his day-to-day living, that should turn on a red light by a person. Then the question is, how are you going to cover tomorrow? And how are you going to cover tomorrow plus the repayment of the loan? Tomorrow, you're going to have to pay more. אחד לווה מן האדם, כאילו לווה מן המקום ברוך הוא. Taking a loan from man, like taking a loan from the omnipresent blessed be. He, שמצינו הלוואה בקדוש ברוך הוא. We find this concept of loans by the Creator. The verse says, מלווה השם חונן דל וגמולו ישלם לו. He who has compassion over the poor, it's as though he's giving Hashem a loan. And so Hashem will pay him back. רצה לומר, כאילו מלווה השם אותו החונן לדל. Hashem says, it's as though you're giving me a loan if you have compassion over the poor, v'schar gadol yesh lo, and one has great wages for such a mitzvah. V'zehu shneimar kan, kilu lovei min ha-makom klomar, leval tachshov achar she'en li b'ma she'efra'enu, v'kvar tva'ani b'betim lo matzuli b'davar na'mashken, v'yatzati zakai ma'pshi u'ma'chatati. A person shouldn't say, gee, I'm bankrupt. I took the loan, and I have nothing to pay back. He took me to court, and the court came to my house to repossess, and they saw there was nothing to repossess. So what am I doing wrong? That's it, I'm done. I filed for bankruptcy. No. Vekilu lavita min hamakom baruchu hadavar alecha. Ve'im ata patum dinei adam ach lo midinei shamayim. That's why the Mishnah says, taking a loan is like taking a loan from the Creator. Where Hashem says, even if the courts can't obligate you, a person files for bankruptcy, he says, I'm done. That's it. He can't touch me. People sometimes travel to certain states where there are excellent laws protecting them.
You live in Florida, they can't take your house. They can't take you. You can be bankrupt and live in a $1 million home.
Yeah. So that's why the Mishnah says, taking a loan? Yeah. Taking a loan is like taking a loan from Hashem, where Hashem says, the fact that the courts can't obligate you, that you found it out, that you put your money in an offshore account, that the courts found no way to take it out of you, is irrelevant in heaven. In heaven, Hashem says, but I'm in the picture. Just as if a person had a court case with the Creator, he couldn't say, hey, the courts here on earth absolve me, so I'm okay. Doesn't work that way. Kach biyot lecha din alvayim bnei adam en chapatur afapish bnei adam petarucha. The same is true when man goes to court with man. The fact that a mere mortal says, I can't take anything from you, go home, doesn't mean that the man is really exempt from his payment. Matam shneimar lo v'rashav lo yishlem tzadik chonen v'noten. That's why Rabbi Shimon concludes with the verse, a wicked person takes a loan and doesn't pay back. Klomar, kevan shelavav enom shalem rashav v'afalpish en lo. The Mishnah says a scary thought. A person who took a loan and does not pay it back, even though he can't pay it back, that's called a wicked person, even though he can't. Because the pasuk holds him accountable, he should have done due diligence to ensure he could pay when he took the loan. But the tzaddik gives whatever he has to pay off whatever he owes. Because he's very careful in advance. What can I pay back and what not? Even though when a person pays back a loan, we don't say, you're wonderful. Let's applaud you. That's such a noble thing you've done. We don't. Ach ha-tzadik shu b'derech eretz chen b'sifto'ta v'af kshemachzir mamonam livnei adam machzikin lo tova v'nasinu avav alidei hamamon shelahem. But the tzaddik, in everything he does, he speaks kindly, he has appeal, and so even when he's giving people back their own money, they like him for it, and they like him better with their own money. They gave him the loan. That's the idea of tzaddik chonen v'noten. The tzaddik gives, but he's giving the person back his own money. Right. But the way he does it makes him their friend. So there's a beautiful story. There's a person in Brooklyn who's a builder, and he told me that there's a yeshiva there that hired him to build an extension to their yeshiva. He built the extension. The yeshiva thought they had the donors to cover it. And this story goes back about 30, 40 years ago. They were short $500,000, which was a lot of money in those days. So the Rosh Yeshiva calls him in and he says, look, I'm working to get the money. We were supposed to have the money. I'm working. We're going to get back to you. And the builder said, fine, I trust you. And they didn't have any written contract between them. And then the Rosh Yeshiva had a heart attack. And he landed in the hospital. And a day after he had the heart attack, he was still alive. He summoned the builder and his children. And he said, I want you to know, the whole time that I was lying there, all I could think about was, I owe you money and no one knows. And you don't have it in writing. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, but here in my bed in the hospital, I'm calling my kids and I'm calling you and I want them to know that we owe you that money. That was his first thought. And when he finally got better and he got out of the hospital, so he started putting together whatever money he could to pay off that debt, the yeshiva's debt. And the builder always tells the story in a fond way. He says, look at the honesty of the Rosh Yeshiva. He's lying in bed after a heart attack, and the first thing he thinks about is, how am I going to pay back? If I would have gone, who would have known? How could he have ever collected? That's That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. When a tzaddik does things, even though he's giving the person back his own money, but he does it in such a way that the person applauds him. He says, wow, good for him. So that's till today, I've heard the story from the builder almost every time we meet at family simchas. He always tells the story over. Look at the honesty of the rabbi. He was so careful to make sure people knew. Comes back Rabbeinu Yonah and says, a person who does not repay, that's a person who lacks the foresight. That's the idea Rabbi Shimon was saying. Foresight is the trait that builds. That's the trait that will develop all positive traits. And an example of lack of foresight is he who takes a loan and does not think things through and ultimately cannot repay the loan. And that's the Lover Rasha. The Pasuk even calls him wicked because he took a loan and he doesn't repay it. The Tzaddik who repays his loan, that's enough to make him find favor in people's eyes. Yes?
Just two quick questions. One is, there are times where people do their due diligence, they have a good job, they take a mortgage, they lose the job. You know, they really do then lose the house, but they don't repay the loan. I mean, is that the kind? That would be the exception, I would think. That person can't be considered, I don't think, wicked. You know, he does what he can, but that happens. I mean,
you see in the Gemara like you. The Gemara brings a story about a person who hired, I don't know if it's in the Gemara or in the Midrash. I think it's in the Gemara. He hired work, I think, for 14 years, it says. And in the end of 14 years, the worker said, okay, I got to go home. It's Rosh Hashanah. I'd like you to pay me. And the boss said, I'm sorry, I don't have cash on hand. So he says, okay, I know you have a lot of cattle, so you can give me cattle. He said, I'm sorry, I don't have cattle on hand. And he said, I know you have a lot of dried fruits, so you can give me dried fruits. And he says, I'm sorry, I don't have dried fruits available. And he says, I know you have property, so you could sign over property in my name. And he says, I'm sorry, I don't have property available. And the story goes on and on, and every item he asks his boss to repay him, he won't repay him. So the guy has to come home after all these years of work empty-handed. He comes back to his wife empty-handed, and they celebrate the holiday as best as they can. After the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, comes Sukkot, and there's a knock on the door, and outside there are camels loaded with goods. And his former boss says to him, when I told you I didn't have money, what did you think? He said, I thought maybe you had invested it and your investments hadn't realized, and right now all your money was out at sea and you didn't have investments. And when I told you I didn't have dried fruits, I thought maybe you had sold it and the buyers hadn't paid off. And when I told you I didn't have property, I thought maybe in one of your deals you had put it up as collateral and right now you couldn't give it to me. And every item the worker said, I judged you favorably. And the boss said, every item you got it right. That's the truth. And now I was able to start closing off all those things, and I came back and I paid you, and I brought you much more. I brought you for you and your family, and that's why I brought camels filled with goods. The Gemara does not seem to rebuke the boss. I would think, hey, the guy worked for you 14 years. Don't you think you should be ready to pay him at the end? And the Gemara seems to say, sometimes it happens. It happens that a person should be ready to pay, and then this doesn't work out, and that doesn't work out.
That's right. That example is even better. And I was thinking, you know, a lending institution, a bank, they build in their interest and stuff because that's going to happen sometimes where people lose their job and can't pay the mortgage and this and that. Here you have a situation where the Gemara, you say, is even looking at him with a good eye and stuff. You know, because you're right. The guy who's coming home with nothing after all those years, that's serious consequences. But if the guy couldn't have done anything kind of differently... So, and the other, just a question, you talk about from the Creator loans. Isn't everything a loan from a Creator? I mean, if you give somebody for a wedding money, whether he buys the vacation with it or buys a piece of furniture, it's a gift. But from the Creator, whatever intelligence he gives us, whatever eyes he gives us, whatever he gives us, we're going to be accountable how we used it.
Yeah, that's a nice perspective. Chafetz Chaim writes that, yes. But that's not from this Pasuk. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, when we have compassion over the poor, it's considered in heaven as though we've loaned God. They are Hashem's representatives. Like Hashem says, you make my people happy, I'll make you your people happy.
But he gives us whatever wealth, whatever things he gives us the idea that you should loan me, not give me the 10% minimum.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
yeah.